You know that feeling, that really specific sinking feeling when you decide, okay, I'm going to get a professional certification.
Oh, yeah.
Not like learning a language for fun on an app. I mean the serious stuff. You've got the ambition, the coffee, you've paid the fee, and then you open the study material.
And it is inevitably just a wall of text.
A PDF.
Yeah.
It's always a PDF.
Yeah.
And it's 300 pages long and just dry as a bone. You could almost feel your brain shutting down before you finish page one.
It is the universal pain point of adult learning.
Right.
We all want the result, right? The new job, the certification. But the format, the way the knowledge is presented, is actively fighting us.
Exactly. And that is what we're really digging into today on this deep dive. We're looking at a mashup that might solve that problem.
Yeah, we're taking two pretty different things from our sources and seeing what happens when you kind of smash them together.
It's a what-if scenario, but I mean, all the tech we're talking about, it exists right now.
It does.
So let's set the stage. In one corner, we have KillExams. This is, the old guard. A huge, huge repository of exam questions, PDF banks, test engines. Looking at their latest update from February 2026, they cover, well, everything.
It's a massive library of static data. I mean, if you need a question bank for some super niche IT exam, they've got it.
And in the other corner, we have the Auto Content API. This is described in the docs as a content transformation engine.
Right.
The big promise is that it takes text, like those dry KillExams PDFs, and just automatically turns it into podcasts, videos, quizzes, you name it.
So the mission for this deep dive is to figure out what actually happens when you plug a content giant like KillExams, which is sitting on, a mountain of raw information, into an industrial-grade automation machine like AutoContent.
Does it actually help you learn, or is it just creating more noise?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's start with the problem, because I think we've all felt it. KillExams, what are we actually talking about here, material-wise?
KillExams is basically a vault, a heavy-duty vault. They've got premium PDF question banks, desktop exam simulators, online test engines. The breadth is, it's kind of staggering. I was digging through their catalog, and they have IT exams like the CCAE architecture, that's for Citrix Cloud. That one file has over 1,000 multiple choice questions.
1,000.
Yeah.
Just reading that would take days.
Right. And then they've got medical exams like the ADADAT for dental school, even the IELTS for English proficiency. The value is clear. They have the raw information. They have the questions.
But having the information and getting it into your brain are two very, very different things.
Precisely. And if you look at the user feedback in the source material, you start to see the cracks. There's this one user studying for the IBM Engineering Test Management exam, which sounds incredibly dense, who said the material felt scattered at first.
I saw that. And another user said something that really stuck with me. They found that taking short breaks helped them retain info better than just, grinding for hours.
Yeah, that is the key right there. It's what we call the engagement gap. KillExams has the data, but that data requires really high active attention. You have to sit down, open a laptop, scroll, and force yourself to focus.
Which is fine if you're a full-time student, I guess. But most people taking these exams have jobs, families.
Exactly. We talk about mental availability. If you're working 9 to 5, your best focus hours are already gone. The time you have for studying is the in-between time.
The commute, walking the dog.
Yeah, and you can't read a PDF while you're driving down the highway.
Please do not. So this is where the Auto Content API comes in. It kind of pitches itself as a notebook LM alternative for businesses.
We should probably clarify what that is for everyone. Notebook LM is that Google tool. It went kind of viral where you drop in a document and it makes a little AI audio discussion about it.
Right.
But Auto Content API takes that idea and industrializes it. It's not a consumer app, it's an API. So KillExams could programmatically hook their entire database into this system.
Okay, so let's play this out. I'm studying for, say, that cloud computing consultant exam. Instead of staring at question 405 out of 1,000, I upload the PDF. What do I get back?
Well, according to the docs, the API generates an audio overview. But, and this is the important part, it's not just a robot reading the text. We've all heard that standard text-to-speech.
Oh, it's terrible. Your brain just tunes it out. It's like background noise.
Right. This API creates what they call a multi-speaker dynamic. It generates a script for two AI hosts, a bit like what we're doing now, who debate and discuss the key concepts from the PDF.
So it turns a list of exam questions into a conversation.
Yes. It uses a host and an expert persona. One asks the questions, the other explains the answers. It mimics the flow of a radio show to improve retention.
Okay, but Does it sound human? Because AI banter can get weird really fast.
The sources are pretty clear on this. They claim to use state-of-the-art voice cloning. They describe the output as natural, steady, and believable. But here's the really interesting part for a company like KillExams.
What's that?
They wouldn't have to just use generic AI voices. The API supports custom voice cloning.
Wait, so KillExams could hire a tutor, record their voice once,
and then have that voice teach every single one of their exams?
That's really clever. Yeah. So you get used to hearing, I don't know, Dave explain cloud computing, and then the same Dave explains dental anatomy. You build a kind of relationship.
It creates a consistent brand voice, for sure. But let's look at the economics, because that's where these ideas usually fall apart. Making a podcast isn't cheap.
Tell me about it.
If KillExams wanted to hire two people to record a study guide for, let's say, the CCSS security exam, you're looking at, what, $150 to $500 per episode, conservatively.
For one episode. Oh, yeah. And they have thousands of exams.
Right. Now look at the API's pricing. It's a credit system. Generating that same audio episode costs between 10 and 200 credits.
Okay, translate that to, like, real money for me.
We're talking about 10 cents to 2 euros.
Wait, hold on. 10 cents.
For a shorter episode, yeah. Even on the high end, it's 2 euros. That's a cost reduction of over 99%.
Okay, that changes the entire equation. Because usually, you'd only make audio content for your biggest sellers, the SATs, the bar exam.
Exactly.
You wouldn't make one for a new certification in industrial HVAC systems.
It's the long tail problem. It was never economically viable. The audience for the IEC 62443 cybersecurity standard is just too small to justify a $500 production cost. But for 50 cents, you can own that niche.
You could literally have a podcast for every single PDF in their library.
You turn KillExams from a PDF store into a Spotify for certification. You fit into the commute. You fit into the gym session. You close that engagement gap.
Okay, that covers audio, which is huge for multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
But we're visual creatures.
Yeah.
And video is just, it's eating the internet.
It is. The source data says by 2025, video was projected to be 82% of all internet traffic. If you're not doing video, you basically don't exist to a huge chunk of the population.
And this is where I think the mashup gets really wild. Turning text into a podcast is one thing. Turning text into video usually requires a camera, lights, people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole production.
Unless you use the Create Shorts endpoint in the API.
Create Shorts. So we're talking TikTok-style vertical video.
Exactly. 9.16 aspect ratio. The API takes a script, or just a single difficult exam question, and generates a fully produced video.
What does fully produced mean in this case? Is it just text on a screen?
No. It adds an AI avatar. It handles the lip syncing, so the mouth moves with the words. It adds the subtitles, which is critical. And it picks out relevant background imagery. It creates a social media clip instantly.
It's the TikTokification of studying.
It sounds a bit funny, but think about user behavior. We all do that doom scroll thing.
Guilty.
You're on the bus flipping through shorts or TikToks. Imagine if KillExams could interrupt that with something valuable. A 60-second video pops up about a question you got wrong yesterday.
Stop scrolling. Here's why you failed the section on cloud architecture.
Right. It's micro-learning. And again, the cost makes it possible. A decent short video manually made is $5,300 easy. The API does it for about 400 credits.
Which is what, about 4 euros?
Roughly, yeah. For the price of a coffee, you get a video explaining a complex medical question for the ADA.
And this enables what the source calls explainer videos, which seems like a big deal for actual learning.
It's huge. Think about a practice test now. You get a question wrong, and you get a little text box that says the answer is C because...
And I usually skim it and move on because I'm annoyed I got it wrong.
Of course. But what if the system could generate a 60-second video where an avatar visually breaks it down? Here's why C is correct, and here's why A and B were trick answers. Visuals just stick better.
And there's a business angle here for KillExams too, right? Beyond just helping the student.
Oh, a massive one. SEO, search engine optimization. The source explicitly says embedding video on a landing page increases dwell time.
That's how long a user sticks around on the site.
Correct. And Google's algorithm loves dwell time. The stat they give is that a page with video is 53 times more likely to rank on Google's first page.
53 times. That can't be right. That's a ridiculous multiplier.
It is. So by generating these cheap explainer videos for every single exam, KillExams isn't just teaching better. They're basically hacking their way to the top of Google.
I want to zoom out a bit. We've covered format, audio, and video. But what about reach? I noticed KillExams has the IELTS exam.
The English language proficiency test,
mm-hmm.
which means their user base has to be global.
For sure, a huge global user base. Yeah. And language is the biggest barrier to entry for these kinds of certifications.
But the Auto Content API source says it supports over 50 languages.
And this is where the automation gets really powerful. Hmm. Let's imagine a workflow. KillExams updates a question bank for an IT certification. It's written in English.
Okay.
Normally, to sell that in Spain or China or Brazil, they'd have to hire translators, re-record audio. It's a whole process. It takes months.
A logistical nightmare.
With this API workflow, they upload the English version. The system automatically translates the text, but then, and this is the cool part, it resynthesizes the audio and video into Spanish, Chinese, Hindi.
Does it lip sync the avatar to the new language? The advanced avatars can do that, yes. So you have a video explanation that looks and sounds completely native to a user in Tokyo, generated from a PDF written in New York.
So they can expand their total addressable market by, what, 5x, 10x overnight?
Without hiring a single local team member. It just, it removes the language barrier from professional education.
That's actually huge. Mm-hmm. But I want to pivot to something that always worries me with study guides, especially in tech. Freshness.
Things change fast.
So fast. If I'm studying for AWS or Azure, the platform changes every 6 months. KillExams prides itself on being current, their source says, updated Feb 2026. But how do you keep a video current? Once it's recorded, it's kind of set in stone.
This is where the deep research feature of the API comes in.
Deep research. Is that just a fancy name for asking an LLM?
No, the source makes a key distinction. It says this endpoint doesn't just pull from its training data. It actively browses the live web. It checks reputable sources. They specifically list SEC.gov and the Financial Times. It's designed to avoid making stuff up.
So how would KillExams use that to stay fresh?
You could set up a recurring research task. You tell the API to scan the official AWS documentation and the web every 24 hours for any changes to their cloud exam syllabus.
And if it finds a change?
It can automatically generate a briefing document. It could even be tasked to rewrite the affected practice questions. It automates the vigilance needed to keep thousands of exams up to date.
That's impressive. I also saw something about social listening, monitoring X, formerly Twitter.
Yes, newsjacking. So imagine a huge new security flaw is discovered, like Log4j was, and it's trending on Reddit and X.
Okay.
If that flaw is relevant to the CCSS security exam, the API can trigger a market alert. It creates a short video explaining the vulnerability and linking it back to the exam. Here's the news, here's why it matters, and here's how it might show up on your test.
That makes the study material feel alive. It's not just a static file from last year.
Exactly. It moves KillExams from being a product, here's a file, to being a service. We are your learning partner.
Okay, we've talked a lot about media, but at its core, KillExams is a test engine. Does this API do anything with the actual hard data? The quizzes themselves?
It does. The API can output structured data. This is key. You can feed it a dense history text and ask it to generate a timeline.
Oh, that's useful. I love a good timeline.
Or it can generate a brand new set of multiple choice questions based on its research, literally expanding the question bank.
And summaries too, right? I saw cheat sheets mentioned.
It's executive summaries. Yeah. Perfect for that last minute revision in the car before you walk into the test center. You don't want a podcast then, you just want the bullet points.
So we have all these amazing formats, podcasts, videos, quizzes, but my brain hurts just thinking about the logistics. Yeah. Does someone at KillExams have to sit there clicking generate all day?
No, that would defeat the whole purpose. The source calls this headless content production.
Headless. Sounds a bit grim.
In tech, it just means it runs without a human interface. You set it up with tools like Make.com or Zapier.
Walk me through it. How does it work?
Okay. Imagine a folder on the KillExam server. A team member drops a new PDF into that folder. That's the trigger.
Simple enough.
The API detects that new file. That triggers the action. It automatically parses the text, generates the podcast, synthesizes the audio, creates the main YouTube video, cuts 5 shorts from it, and writes a blog post.
All of that happens just from dropping a file in a folder.
Instantly. In the background, no one has to touch anything.
So the team goes to lunch, and by the time they're back,
they have omnichannel ubiquity. They are everywhere their customers are with zero extra effort.
It really brings it back to that user feedback from the beginning, the person struggling with the PDF.
Exactly. That user said, I learned that taking short breaks helped me retain information. This system provides the perfect material for those short breaks, a 60-second video, a 5-minute audio summary. It fits the way people actually live and learn now.
It's amazing how the pieces fit together. Kill Exams has the knowledge, the raw material. Auto Content provides the vehicle.
And it changes the business model completely. You're no longer transactional. Pay $50, download this file, good luck. You become a relationship partner. You're the voice in their ear on the commute, the video in their feed at lunch. You're just always on.
It's a shortcut to being well-informed, which is really what we try to do here on The Deep Dive.
It is. But before we go, there is one final thought I want to leave you with. It's a bit of a provocation about where this is all heading.
Let's hear it.
We are entering what people call the agentic web. We're describing a system where an AI agent Auto Content is reading the source material and creating the study guides.
Right. It's doing the teaching.
And on the other side of that, you have AI agents that are starting to design and grade the exams themselves.
Okay. I think I see where you're going with this.
So are we approaching a future where an AI creates the curriculum, another AI creates the study guide for that curriculum, and humans are just the bridge?
Or do the AI agents eventually just teach each other directly?
If the machine learns faster than the human, where does the human learner fit in that loop? Are we optimizing education for us, or are we just building a really efficient way for computers to talk to other computers?
That is a little terrifying. Are we just the biological bootloader for an AI education system?
It's something to think about while you're studying for your next certification.
Well, on that existential note, we're going to wrap it up. Whether you're a human trying to pass an exam or an AI trying to teach one, thanks for listening to this deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.
Goodbye.